Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, FM 93.7. Also, broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody right now that's out there working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping us strong and keeping America rolling along. Don't forget our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Great job they do. Felix and the mail haulers hauling the bulk mail, doing a great job. Also, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, diesel, and jet fuel. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people and Amazon drivers, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And you can check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, FoundersCode.com land, we have Denise Simon. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Would you want some snow? I think I know where we can find some.
No. Okay. That's awful.
Okay, yeah. I saw some of these different plow systems they're using now, and they're towing like a concrete wagon behind them with a big blade behind the double wing plows. I mean, good Lord. You talk about, that only happens when the snow gets deep. And boy, did it get deep.
It did get deep.
Yep. Yep.
5 feet.
Yep. They showed houses 2 miles away from the football park that were, the cars were buried in the driveway. And one guy had actually shoveled around each side of the car out to the sidewalk, but he stopped because the road hadn't been plowed yet. And when the snowplow comes down the street, you know what's going to happen there.
Yeah, it undoes everything you just did.
That's correct. All right. Well, Donald Trump has been defended by Mike Pence, who has warned about Attorney General Garland and his partisan DOJ and what they're trying to do to Trump and the country.
Yes, he has.
What you think?
Well, look, they're going to continue to destroy the man. Good, bad, or indifferent. That's what they're obviously doing. And I think that they actually wanted Pence, too, to testify before the January 6th committee, and Pence said no.
Right.
So, you know, come January, the January 6th committee goes away anyway.
Right.
And I'm not sure when the Capitol Hill goes on Christmas vacation. I think there's probably only 7 or 8 days left of legislative order between now and January. So I wouldn't worry about the January 6th thing, but, you know, they're just going to continue to do it. And he's got cases in Georgia against them. He's got cases in New York against them. But I think this special counsel is a tit-for-tat thing, because the House, when they take over, are going to go full force into the Biden investigation. So I think that's where we are. We're in a crisis. We're almost in a constitutional crisis, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are, and now you got this FTX thing. And we need to explain to the people how this got out of control. Now, there are loopholes that allow people to go over and start an investment company or a bank or a corporation in the Caribbean or the Bahamas or whatnot, and they fall under a different set of rules and regulations. Now, after the collapse of FTX and its founder, Sam Bankman-Fried's investment empire, Washington officials have been left a little bit puzzled about how regulators could not have foreseen or stopped this mess. Well, it's pretty simple. Because according to the regulators and the lawmakers and lawyers, they told Politico, there wasn't much they could do because the Bahama-based exchange location and corporate struggle made it difficult for federal agencies to protect investors from fraud and manipulation.
Well, and there wasn't a lot that the federal people could necessarily do either, because so many of them took campaign donations.
Right.
So they weren't going to do anything. Hello, Maxine Waters.
Right. Who's in charge of the banking committee, I believe.
Yep.
Yep. And there are others. You're right. So what do we do now, Coach? I know
we're
gonna
do anything, except I would be, as an individual that's out there, if you've got any kind of an investment account, a retirement fund or anything, I'd be looking to see if there's any kind of, account that has any part of FTX in it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great idea. Matter of fact, it's an excellent suggestion. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is the most dangerous man in the Biden administration, and he's got to go. So says Mark Morgan, the acting Customs and Border Patrol Commissioner under former President Donald Trump. We'll have to talk about that on the other side here, so hang on. Folks, I'm coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check her out, see all the great things she writes, and we'll be back with more right after these messages.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCodes.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico, of course, is the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. They've been in business over 85 years. They've insured over 26 million drivers, and that number continues to grow. Now, remember, you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, to get a price rate for the vehicle that you're driving. Maybe you have a car, maybe you have a truck. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. Add those to the car policy, and you'll save a little bit of money. But where you'll really save money is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance along with your motor vehicles on your Geico insurance policy. That's where you'll save a bunch of money. So check them out, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, or call your agent today, set up an appointment, whatever works for you. You can handle it all on the Internet if that's what you want to do, or you can go talk to your agent. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check them out. See what they can do for you. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've got a couple of comments here. I'm going to read them because one of them is kind of interesting. I'm going to suggest to Leo that he buys a boat. Because Leo in Miami is saying, Captain, we've had over 15 hours of rain on and off down here in Miami. Well, I guess better him than us, because we've just been sitting up here with our winter coats on for the past couple of days. And Flip, our buddy in Tampa, Flip is saying, thank God, I sure am glad for global warming.
Well, it was a pretty miserable day yesterday. It rained all day. So.
Yes, and it was cold.
Yes, it was.
It was cold. Yep, miserable. Wasn't a day to be what? Well, the only people walking around in shorts and tennis shoes were the
tourists.
Canadians. The Canadians.
Yeah. Tourists.
Yep. They were the only ones. Now, want to keep going here on what we've been talking about. Donald Trump, of course, has Truth Social. That's his website that he's using for all of his stuff. And everybody went over there when he got taken off Twitter, even over there, and I forget how many millions are over there. But everybody went over there so they could follow him. When he'd say something, he'd say it over there. He'd release all his press releases over there. And it's pretty neat. Now, Musk has turned around and reinstated him on Twitter. But I don't think that that he's going to have much to do with Twitter anymore.
No, he said he wouldn't.
Okay. Well, that's being the case. We know he wants to build a social network. We know he's also talking about possibly a television news network. What do you think about that idea?
I'm fine with that.
Okay. I'm going to guess it's going to be called the Trump News Network. And then I've heard he might have a radio network because I've talked to some people that are acting like as if that's going to happen. We'll see.
Okay. Cool.
Yep. So he's going to become a communications mogul, which tells me if he doesn't make it in the presidency, if he doesn't get the nomination or he doesn't get elected, that would be what he would do next.
Well, you know, he's in the real estate business still.
Yep.
I think that Eric and Don Jr. are running that, so he can move on to something else.
Right. Totally, absolutely, positively. Now, 2022 has left this country on a record pace with 601 mass shootings to date. It's going nuts, just absolutely going nuts. The blue cities predominantly, which is where most of this is happening, can't seem to get a handle on it.
Well, you know, we had this shooting in Colorado.
Yes.
Okay. So I guess the question becomes, because this cat, this 22-year-old, he had a prior record. He was well known to police. So I would ask then, where's the red flag laws for the state of Colorado?
Mm-hmm.
I guess we just see how this shakes out.
Did this guy live in Colorado Springs, so you know?
I don't know where he lived.
Okay, because this is not the first time we've had something in Colorado Springs.
Correct.
That seems to be the place where they seem to want to go for some reason. Don't ask me why. Oh, well. How about Germany? Germany just offered Poland a Patriot missile system to take care of the stray missiles that may come flying at their way.
Yeah, I think that's just a gesture. I don't think Poland is in any kind of risk at the moment, other than, you know, the defense system is allegedly what caused the missile to land in Poland to start with.
Now, the other thing is, Arizona's Attorney General's office is now seeking information from the Maricopa County Election Review Board about what took place in their county.
Carrie Lake put out a memo yesterday saying, and I don't know what it is yet, or a letter, saying that she will be the new governor after the, I think the Attorney General receives this letter. What's in there? I don't know. She has not conceded. And so we have to kind of wait to see, how, I think, probably as early as today, where this goes.
Well, I certainly will be paying attention to that, and I guess we'll be talking about it tonight then, won't we?
Could be.
Yeah, this is big stuff when it comes to all that, for sure. Okay, moving along here. We've got our great governor, Ron DeSantis, who said that he believes the way Republicans have governed in Florida, it could be a blueprint on how the party can fundamentally change the overall political terrain in a very strong pro-freedom direction. Now, he went on to say that he believes this is the way forward for the Republican Party if they want to remain relevant and win elections. What do you think?
Well, you know, and if you look at the states that have Republican governors, they are pretty well, I think, trying to fit inside a template. And that's a good thing. I keep saying the power should reside at the states. That's how, that was originally the design of the founders.
Right.
Now, you have to ask ourselves, and why are we where we are? And, you know, we have all these caucuses in Congress. In the House, we have something called a Freedom Caucus.
Yep.
But just stand back and think for a second. Why do we have to have a Freedom Caucus to start with? Well, it's because the left wants to take away our freedom. And we already know this. We know this from the First Amendment. We know this from the Second Amendment. We know this from the Fourth Amendment. We know this from the Tenth Amendment. So, you know, having the Freedom Caucus is the right thing to do, but you've got these independents and you've got these moderates that think the Freedom Caucus is too extreme. Well, if you stick to the founding documents, if you stick to what protections our elected officials are supposed to give us, we wouldn't have to be here. But they're not doing that. DeSantis is certainly on the right track with this. And I think that, you know, certainly Trump was trying to do all that. Consider the things that Trump could have accomplished if he wasn't completely under assault every single day of his administration. And you've got others. You've got Mike Gallagher and Mike Lee and Ted Cruz and Jim Jordan. Andy Biggs. You got all these people that are fighting the right way, but I mean, the Democrats need a lesson in civics themselves. So this is where we are.
All righty. Well, we're going to have to leave for the moment. We'll talk again tomorrow. I can't wait to see if something comes out of the other subject we talked about, and we'll be back with you in the morning. Have a great day. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We are coming back with more.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Heroic clubgoers fought and stopped a gunman shortly after he opened fire inside an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs, killing at least 5 people and injuring 18 others, police said on Sunday. They identified the suspect as Anderson Lee Aldrich, a 22-year-old man who shot at patrons with a long rifle. tensions bubbled to the surface at the first major gathering of possible Republican 2024 presidential candidates this weekend as party members voiced a desire to move on from Donald Trump, though even his detractors wondered if that would be possible. And Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, which is under Russian control, was rocked by shelling on Sunday, drawing condemnation from the UN nuclear watchdog, which said such attacks risk a major nuclear disaster. The International Atomic Energy Agency said Moscow and Kyiv both blame the other for shelling of the facility. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, it is time for military and veterans news on a Monday morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. NAA.edu is the website, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu. Go there, check them out, see what they have to offer, and then give them a call. Here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. Now, the first one is right here in Clearwater, Florida, Tampa Bay. And you can call them up at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of that campus. And the second one, of course, is at Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. You can call them up also and tell them you want to take a tour of their campus. Or here's a novel idea. If you're really serious about coming to National Aviation Academy, maybe you might want to take a look at both of their campuses before you made up your mind. the one in Concord, Mass., the one in Clearwater, Florida. Either way, go to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, naa.edu. Check them out, see all the different things they have to offer. And then give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Now, here's what will happen at both places. Number one, you will be able to talk to the students that are there. Number two, you'll be able to talk to some of the instructors that are there. And number three, you'll be able to talk to the people that handle the student loans that are there. Now, the student loans, if you are not a military veteran and have a GI Bill and that to cover you, are just exactly that, a loan through a commercial facility, and they'll help you fill out the paperwork, and away you go. Now, military, your GI Bill will cover you. As far as how much coverage you'll have, that depends on a couple things. Number one, have you used your benefits before anywhere? Have you used your benefits before? If so, you won't have the complete contingent of them left, but you'll have a good amount, and they'll be able to tell you what the dollar amount is and whether or not it will cover everything. But if it doesn't, then all you do is merely go out and apply for the standard student loan, and that shouldn't be any problem, being that you're a veteran. You do have one leg up on that with everybody else, and no, people don't understand that, but it's true. So go to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and ask to take the tour. Give them a call, 800-659-2080. One more time, 800-659-2080. All right. Well, we have a little bit of a problem here. Fox News is reporting that the Democrats are refusing to examine unacceptable veteran health care delays. Now, Darren Selnick, who's a senior advisor to Concerned Veterans for America and former top advisor to VA Secretaries David Shulkin and Robert Wilkie, added in comments to Fox Digital, and I quote, "The VA's past and current wait time measurements are flawed, inaccurate, and deceptive, and they do not follow the VA Mission Act law and the Veterans Community Care Program regulation." That is a problem. That is a problem. Big problem. So that being said, we are hearing from a Democrat, Congressman Mark Chicano, Democrat of California, who chairs the House committee, who dismissed these fears and said it would be too much work for the VA to explain to Congress how wait times are calculated. So there you go. There you go. So think about that for a second. Think about that for a second. Now, all that being said, we need to do better for the veterans. We really do. I don't need to be reading reports like that, in my humble opinion, and I don't think you need to be hearing them. So if they're klutzing around again in D.C., and they're messing with the veterans again, Concerned Veterans for America is definitely going to find out about it, because that's what they do. And they'll blow the whistle to everybody else out there again and saying, here's the problem, we need to fix it. By the way, we have a whole bunch of military aircraft that seems to be falling apart on readiness, having lots of problems trying to keep certain aircraft flying on a regular basis. We'll see what happens. And unfortunately, another 21-year-old U.S. Army veteran from Kansas, Trent Davis, was killed on his first mission with the International Legion of the Ukrainian Armed Forces back on November the 8th. Such a problem. He was near the southern city of Kherson in the Ukraine. By the way, the U.S. Army Chief of Staff has said the world should remain calm during the investigation into who shot the deadly missile that landed in Poland last Tuesday. Okay. We'll be calm. Why not? There's no reason to get all upset about it until they can prove who did it and how it happened. But I do know this much. We know that Germany has offered the Ukraine a Patriot battery to help them in case somebody fires an errant missile in their direction. They can take the missile down. So we'll see how that works out. And we also know that the U.S. and allies are pledging more air defense weapons for the Ukraine after Russia launched its largest missile assault of the war late last week. Russia's barrage of dozens of missiles into the Ukrainian territory marked its largest air assault on Ukraine since launching the unprovoked invasion of the country in February. Wow. Double wow. And a U.S. general, no name mentioned here, but a U.S. general has apparently come forward and played down the probability of a near-term Ukrainian military victory. It kind of blows a few things out of the water coming from the Ukrainians. Now, this top U.S. general said that the Ukraine's chances on any near-term outright military victory were not high. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. All right, don't go anywhere. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning radio for you, and I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I will take it right away. Thank you very much, Kyle. And before I get to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, I want to remind everybody about our friends at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura dealership on North Florida Avenue, right here in Tampa. Now, they happen to be located right next to the Moss Nissan dealership, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Now, you can go over there, take a look at their inventory, and see what they have in the way of brand new and pre-owned vehicles. They have a complete line of whatever it is you're looking for there, I can tell you that much. It's not just about the Acura, it's about the vehicles that get traded for the Acura. Acura's a really high-quality vehicle, as most of you know. Your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor those who have served with the You Serve, You Save program for all active military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighter, police, sheriff, or state troopers, or law enforcement in general. And they offer that for the life of the vehicle. Now, this is something that not everybody does, as you well know. So check them out online, mossacura.com, that's M-A-U-S, acura.com, and then make an appointment. Go take a look and see what they have. They're right here in Tampa. They sell vehicles all across the United States, I'll tell you that much. Because wherever people are listening to me from right now,
They've been known to take a little jaunt to Moss Acre to see what they have. So there you go. All right. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How are you?
Not bad. House Financial Services Committee Chairwoman Maxine Waters dodged a whole bunch of questions about whether or not the Democrats should return donations from the former FTX CEO, Sam Bankman-Fried. Now, Waters said that Republicans and Democrats benefited from FTX donations by saying, well, I don't want to get into that. As a matter of fact, both sides, Democrats and Republicans, have received donations. So, thank you.
I saw the interview. I don't think she really knew how to handle the question.
No.
It's a good question, whether or not that money should be returned. If it goes into bankruptcy, they're going to probably be talking about clawbacks, and they might have to give that money back based upon a bankruptcy court. A lot of that happened during the Madoff scandal as well. But, if somebody had actually, said the wrong thing or used the wrong pronoun, they'd be giving the money back voluntarily. I don't know why they're not on that right now, unless it's the size of the amount. It's because the sum is so large.
Yeah, I guess it is. I guess it is. $40 million and counting. Now,
that's just one. That was just this time around. Biden got over $10 million back in 2020.
Yeah, and see, he's up to his eyeballs in this because the five wildest things that we've found out so far about FTX's bankruptcy filing, which they did file, and this is according to MarketWatch, number one is FTX lent billions of dollars in customer funds to Bankman-Fried's hedge fund, which is called Alameda Research.
Yeah, that was, that was part of the problem, was you're commingling client funds with your funds, and there's a lot more to it than that. I mean, the internal books at the company were an absolute disaster. The whole thing was pretty much a joke. Reality is that, you got a lot of these big investment companies and whatnot that didn't do their due diligence properly with this. And, once these crazy parties and these things, start up, everybody almost wants to believe that these things can work and get rich quick. I mean, this guy's on the cover of Forbes magazine, Fortune magazine. But the funny thing is, so is Enron and so these other things. And, I try to alert people as best I can. You can't believe this crap. Yeah, Forbes magazine is garbage. Fortune magazine is garbage. There's so much garbage out there because, again, they got to put up a regular magazine all the time. They have to find things to talk about. And again, they don't do their proper homework and actually looking in to what these companies are actually all about.
Yeah, you're right. On that one, you're absolutely 100% right. Now, the other thing is FTX corporate funds were used to buy homes and personal items for executives, like boats, campers, and retreats, cottages and homes in the woods.
Yeah, they bought up a lot of property. There's a condo complex in the Bahamas where they bought, it was a significant amount of buildings there. Cars as well was another thing. And yeah, this is all, money that was raised. It's funny, even the last, round of raising money that the company did, that Sam Bankman-Fried, he took two-thirds of it and put it in his own pocket.
Wow. Now, expenses were also approved, not the way they should have been, but by some nefarious means. Auditors were living in the metaverse. I'm still trying to figure out what that is, the metaverse.
You don't have to. You don't have to, Matt. I'll tell you why. Okay? There's this thing that we have. It's been around for a long time. It's called the universe, mm-hmm. And it was invented by God, and it's much better.
Okay, I'll agree with you there.
remember, again, there's this construct they're trying to come up with where people are going to work and interact in and wear these stupid goggles on their face. Take a look at Facebook stock or Meta stock over the past year and see how well that's working out.
Not very good from what I hear.
No.
Now, finally, most of the digital assets were owned by FTX, and they were not secured. How can you do that?
Again, I don't even know what that, to be honest with you, what that means, not secured. And I don't even know what a digital asset is. It's all air to me.
I don't either. I don't either.
You know, I don't, again, all of this entire arena, we avoid like the plague. And have from the beginning. We've made fun of it. I made fun of it here on your show years ago. It's just how ridiculous this entire thing is. It doesn't make any sense. There's no intrinsic value, and there's not. You know, they again, it bothers me because you even got Republicans in Congress and Democrats. They love this. Their family members must be invested in it somehow, in some way. But they keep saying it's a commodity. I'm like, it's not a commodity.
No.
Commodity is something you put in your car, or you heat your home with, or you build a house with. It's not a commodity. There's nothing there. They keep calling it a store of value. How is it a store of value? How is it a currency? Currencies don't move like this. It's just ridiculous.
Now, there was some very good news that came out over the weekend from the Republicans. I'm going to read the press release the way it says it here, the wording. It says, and I quote, the GOP has a plan to reduce gas pump prices and increase American production of oil, open up 100% output capacity, and maybe, emphasize the word maybe, even build a new refinery or two.
Yeah, the refining capacity would be great, wouldn't it?
That's better.
You know, you got, it's all good, but, you take a look at the refineries that we have now, and, you know, they're massive. And these are things that were built in the 1970s, and they keep increasing capacity at the existing ones that we have. You know, imagine the footprint of the ones that we could do today and how much smaller they could be, obviously much, much better as far as their environmental, concerns. It's almost like looking at the new modular nuclear reactors that they come up with. You know, I have no idea why we wouldn't be redoing these things. But, again, it's difficult. Who wants to make that type of investment if you keep being told that, you know, we're going to do away with this? So, I don't see the end of fossil fuels anywhere near than what they're promising that they're going to do.
No.
So, you know, again, we've got to come to grips with that. I mean, that's the issue. If you want to head in that direction, you got to give a realistic path to how you're going to go about getting there. And the Democrats have no path.
And, oh, by the way, we can not only still have fossil fuels, we can have the wind, we can have the solar.
Oh, yeah.
But we got to have the fossil fuels along with it. We have to. All right. I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend. You have a great day up there. All right. That's our buddy Chris Markowski, the Watchdog of Wall Street. WatchdogOfWallStreet.com. Go to his website, check him out, see all the great things he has to offer. And I'll be back right after these messages.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.